Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. Flipping my hair all over the place. I'm Tony Green, the Psychic Medium, and let's go. So, couple of announcements before I start the show. And the first announcement is, yes, I will be taking callers. The call line is up and working so far today. The number to call in is 845-277-9131. If you're waiting in the call log, thank you so much, everybody, for calling in and waiting and being patient. Have an exact question or connection ready for me. I don't just give random readings ever. I figure if you're connecting with me, there's something you want to know, somebody you want to connect with. Have that one question or one connection ready. And when I call out your area code, let me know your name, your first name only, where you're calling from, and your question or connection. Okay? If you do have a connection and you have a question for your connection, please let me know that question right away. Next. Hi, Stevie. So my little brother, Stevie, always watches my show and then calls me and gives me feedback. Everything is so awesome. And he wants so badly to be on the show. I might actually do a call and have him on the show this morning with me. We'll see how the show goes. So before I pull that, let's just see how the show goes. And then what else? Okay. So this show does air on WSES and all of their streaming channels, by the way. Hey, Scott, it's been so long. Thank you so much for all the hard work you do. It airs on with Rude Rangers TV and all of their streaming channels. Also, hey, Rudy, I miss you so much. So anybody who is watching on WSES or any streaming channel, if you want to join the show live, it's noon every Monday and Wednesday for a minimum of 30 minutes. The show does go in a 30 or 60 minute increment simply because those are the time slots that fit into TV. So if I'm at 30 and we go over, I'm going to push that 60 and I get to take more callers and answer more questions. If I'm getting near 30 and I'm completely booked up for the day or something else going on or whatever it is, I'm going to cut it at that 30. But I do try to do at least 60 every Monday and every Wednesday if I can. What else? Okay, so now I think, any other announcements? I think we're ready to get started. Okay, so the first thing I've been drawn, there's so much, oh my gosh. So I missed 2 weeks worth of shows because I was going through it. And we all are, right? And I had some lung and throat stuff going on, and I couldn't talk without coughing. And it was so, I think the universe was saying, just shut up. Seconds, would you just shut up for 9 seconds? So I could not do the shows, and I just basically slept for 2 weeks, which felt, by the way, pretty amazing. I like my bed. But anyway, let me get back on point here. But during that 2 weeks, so many messages and channelings were coming through. And I was just getting so much about the world, what's going on in the world, why things are the way they are, and what is kind of needed to I don't want to say transition. I don't want to say transition, but what we need to do as a people, as a people that might feel a little bit powerless. Now, I want everybody to know, and it's really super important for anybody watching and or listening to my show to know, because I'm on I think just about every single podcast or most of the podcasts there are out there. So if you are listening to or watching the show, number one, you can join live. I think I covered that. But one of the really important things to know is what we can do moving forward to help this. Now, when I'm on the show, 98% of what I say is channeled, meaning it's coming through me intuitively for you. I'm not making it up as I go along. It's just coming out of my mouth. And sometimes I don't know the next going to come out of my mouth. Sometimes I'm not aware of the next thing I'm going to say. And in that case, you know, I always have faith that it's going to be something good, hopefully. But what I will say is I'm going to channel just a wee bit here about some of the things I was receiving during the past 2 weeks. And hopefully it will be well received by everybody. So here we go. And everybody who's in the call log, please be patient. I am going to get to you. I promise you I will get to you, and I'll answer your questions or help you connect with loved ones and everybody on YouTube. Hey, thank you so much for being here. I love all of you so very much. Okay. Whew. So one of the main things I was getting is divide and conquer and distraction. So most of us know that a lot of what's going on right now is a form of divide and conquer mixed with distraction. And the biggest thing we can do is love thy neighbor. Now, I know that sounds so hokey, but that's just what flew out of my mouth. It is. No matter what we see or hear on any venue, we have to take it with a grain of salt. And we have to go past what they're like peddling and look at the bigger picture. Now, since the beginning of this 2 or 3 years ago, whenever the beginning of this whole thing was, I said, there's something bigger at stake here. There's a bigger agenda. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention. Well, POTUS on whitehouse.org or gov, whatever it is, in one of POTUS's recent speeches, he said, near the end of this, at the White House, he said, and I'm ushering in a new world order. Let that sink in. This means our government is about to hand over the government of our country to another entity. And they're telling us they're doing it. He told us they're doing it. So distraction with the Supreme Court, with what's about to hit our streets. It's wasp spray season, by the way. Pick up a lot of wasp spray. With stupid fake trials like J. Depp and A. Heard, with everything else, those are all distractions. The divide and conquer part comes in, where they make us think we're not getting along with each other, or we don't like BGTLQ, please forgive me if I didn't get all the initials in there, or it's this color against that color, or any of that. I don't have a problem with anybody unless they're shanky to me. And I think 99% of the people in this world are like that. We're good until you're shanky with us. You're not shanky with me? I love you. I got nothing but love for you. And if you are shanky with me, I still love you. I'm just not going to deal with you. I'm going to walk away. Okay? We as a people need to embrace each other right now and not listen don't pick up what they're putting down. Don't buy what they're selling. We need to work together. Everything that's going on right now is extremely intentional. Because if they can get us in a state where we are desperate enough, fearful enough, hungry enough, they can get us to do anything. Don't let this happen, folks. Work with each other as a whole. Work with each other as a whole. Okay? Now, having said that, I'm not going to go any further into that. I'm going to let that, I've said what they need me to say on that. And we are now going to start taking colors. Let's go to 205. 205, how can I help you today?
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you so much for your platform, your service, and your messages. They are so vital at this time.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank God for you. My question today, you're welcome. My question is centered around love. There is a guy by the name of T, gentleman by the name of T, that I've been knowing for about 8 years in passing. We would pass each other. We would hold small conversations, and we would flirt a little bit, and then we would keep it moving. And we did this for about 8 years. Well, at some point, we lost communication. He moved from the place that I used to see him in all the time, and we lost communication for 2 years. Well, about a month ago, I bumped into him, and this time we exchanged numbers. We have seen each other, went out maybe like a week after we exchanged number. We went out, had a good time. And now we're just kind of texting each other. I haven't seen him again. I've invited him over, but he had family stuff going on. I just want to know, what is his intention? Is he serious about me or would like to be in a loving relationship with me? What do you see? Please.
Okay, the first.
And thank you.
I'm getting. You need to take this. You're welcome. The first thing I'm getting is you need to take this slow. I feel like he might. Now, remember, energy and timelines can kind of overlap. He might have something he's resolving. Let me put it. He's in the middle of resolving another thing right now. If he hasn't already resolved it, he's in the middle of resolving it. I do feel like for the first four things that the two of you do together, and I'm specifically hearing the number four, they should not be at each other's places. They should be out and about. Coffee, dinner, a festival where you can walk around and talk for a bit of time. I feel like at a minimum, the first four should be out and about. And then after that, what you decide to do is up to you. I do feel like this does have the potential to be something strong and longer lasting. I do feel like you, if you go and you build it like a partnership over a I'm hearing that stupid song, let's get it on. let's not worry about that in the beginning. Let's go straight for the, like if you were my partner in business, these are the things I would require to know. So let's get to know those things and then decide if you want to give him the key to the castle or the business, so to say. I do feel like it's going to be a little bit hectic in the beginning getting together. Just be patient. Here's what, you know, one of the things, even I forget this being, you know, a girl and all. I think sometimes guys do better with managing their impatience with everything except for what's in their pants. and their need for it to go quickly. Guys can move in a more patient way than women can. What we need to remember is if this is the one, we have forever. So we don't need to rush it. And if not the one, we don't want to rush it and miss things and not, how about, I'm going to say a double negative. I can hear English teachers all over the world cringing right now and not know if it's the right person. I don't even know how to say that. A sentence appropriately. I don't know how to say that appropriately, but what I'm going to say, the way I would say it is we need to take our time and realize, yes, this is the person that I do. I, you know, it checks all the boxes, clean, safe, yada, yada. And if it is forever, we have forever. If it's not, at least I didn't go further, get more invested or go further than I wanted to. You want to make sure it's good stock, not penny stock, so to say. I don't really even know what that means. And if you're building a business, you want to make sure you're building it on a good foundation and you are really, really building the right business. Like, it's nice if you can open a beauty shop and run it. It's better if you're a beautician. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't build a business that you have you don't know anything about. So that's, I hope these analogies make perfect sense to you. I do feel like thing or trying to end something or just got out of something and it is going a little slow because of that. Now, I am going to say this just because I feel, because they're making me say it. I feel like there's a slight chance that whomever or whatever, I don't want to say who, but whatever is ending right now, it might take a little bit longer than anticipated. I do feel like, you know that statement, last ditch effort? I'm kind of hearing that. But I feel like the outcome is inevitable. But we don't want to, we want to take our time and make sure we're entering in perfect timing, not chaotic timing. Does that make sense to you, love?
What? Oh, yes. Because he mentioned a divorce, but he had been with this person for 15 years. But I got the sense, because he said he hadn't been in a relationship for over 2 years, that maybe this divorce took place 2 years ago. But that's not to say that he hasn't probably dated, you know, since then. So I know he said that, and, you know, it was a real possibility that he probably had maybe entered something or whatever the case may be. But I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and they could be talking about, like, when ending something, like, what could be ending? This could be the finalization of the divorce or what, and divorces do, depending on where you live, they do take a year and a half to 2 years. So that could be what they're talking about. And we want to, when somebody is going through a divorce, especially, we want to enter at the right time because there's a lot of residual emotions, especially in a divorce, because especially up until the end of the divorce, it's all, I can't think of the word, but, you know, it's speculation. It's all speculation about division of property, division of children, division of everything. Now, what I'm going to tell you is once that divorce is final, I have to write a check or divide the property or sell this stuff, and everything I've built over this period of time is now done. And it hits. And we don't want to enter a situation if somebody is feeling defensive because of what they just had to end. We want to enter a situation when they have that under control and they have a good grasp on it and all their negative feelings and emotions about their last situation are done. In other words, they've healed and they're happy with the outcome in moving forward. That's why I think they're saying, take your time, allow this to go, a minimum of 4 get-togethers outside of your place, his place, at public places, and allow it to grow the way it's going to grow, and really get to know each other and allow the timing to be what the timing's going to be. Again, if it is somebody that we have, if it is the person, we have our whole entire life. If it isn't and we go too fast, we're going to waste more time than we should with the person. Okay, love?
Yes. Thank you so much. I love you. Many blessings, Tony. Oh. Thank you so much for the message.
Thank you, too. And I love you so much, too. And I truly do hope this is helpful, but I do look forward to hearing more about it. And I hope you keep us posted.
I sure will.
You. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 541. If you would like to call in, please call 845-277-9131. Okay, 541, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Nancy from Oregon. And Nancy? I love your show so much.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
But anyway, my question is, my daughter and my family are moving to Oklahoma on Saturday, taking a long road trip to get there. And even though I'm going to miss her terribly, I want her to be happy in her new life. And I was just curious, do you see me down the road, you know, seeing her again or visiting or even moving out to Oklahoma in the future?
Yeah, you know what, actually, oh my goodness. Yeah, those are amazing questions, and thank you for asking them, and thank you for calling in. I do, yes, you are definitely going to visit her, yes. I do feel like if you relocate there, it's going to have to be a little bit, I don't want to say sooner than later, because what's sooner than later? I hear 6 months to a year, you're really going to start thinking about it and wanting to possibly take that step for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you have free will, sweetie. You could start. You could go now and start looking or get online and start looking and working with someone. I do feel like you, given all things going correct, let me say it that way, I do feel like you are going to eventually – at least try or look at relocating. If it's successful, that'll be you and your final decision. I do know you are going to visit there. I feel like you're going to, I feel like you will, if you do relocate, you will like Oklahoma more than where you are. I think financially it'll be a great relief to you. I think financially it'll be a better situation for you. I don't know why they're saying that, but they are. And I do feel like if and when you relocate to Oklahoma, I feel like you are going to have a lot of new beginnings there is the way they're saying it. I feel like you are going to visit them, and then you're just going to decide, yeah, I think I'm going to look into making the jump and moving there.
Oh.
I hope it, and again, you know, I would love to say, yes, you're going to relocate, and I'm getting, you know, 70 to 80% you are going to relocate. There's just one thing, there's one thing that might prevent it. So there's something that is, that might come in that would have you second guess that choice or make that choice take a little bit longer than you would. So 70 to 80% chance you are going to relocate there. However, if this one thing gets in the way, you won't be able to. I don't think it's going to. And it might just be fear of relocating. It's a big change. To relocate to another state
is
a big change at any point, at any age. I do think, though, you are going to make that decision to do it once you get over the hump of how am I going to do all of this. The timing, again, timing does have to be appropriate. I think once they get in and they get settled and you go visit, I do feel like that's when you're going to make your decision. If you do it too quickly, it might be a little bit too chaotic. Okay, love? So about between the 6 months and your... Yeah, I think it's going to definitely be between the 6 month and 1 year mark that you start to make that decision and then actually move forward with the decision. Okay, beauty?
Oh, that makes sense. Do you feel like they're going to be happy there? Because it's quite a move for them.
Yeah, I feel like they're really going to enjoy it. They're going to, it's like a fresh new start. It's exciting for them. It won't be quite as exciting for you, but it is exciting for them. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
You are welcome. I look forward to hearing updates on this, love.
Okay. I will. I definitely will.
Excellent. Thank you, love. Okay. I'm going directly to the next caller, who is 951. 951, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How is everything going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to see what you're seeing in work coming up for me.
Okay. What I'm getting for you is that there is going to be something that comes in right around the month mark. I do feel like there is... Nathaniel, because you are such a wanderer, I do feel like you're going to have difficulty with any position that you get, or you're going to have difficulty wanting to stay at the position is what I'm getting. So you're going to have to just, kind of go into that space where you're okay just giving up this time for the exchange of the income. No position is going to be exactly what you want at this point in your life. No position is going to be, you know, that thing that makes your soul. The one thing I do hear for you, Nathaniel, and I'm not sure how you feel about this or if you're already doing it, but I do feel like there is the potential for you to receive, I just keep hearing Social Security, Social Security, Social Security. So I don't know if that's something that you've looked into or thought about, or maybe that you should look into or think about. I do feel like it's going to become increasingly, I don't like giving this message, huh? See, folks, I have to say things I don't like. You think you don't like hearing them. I don't like saying them. I do feel like it is going to be a little bit, increasingly, it's going to become more difficult for you to maintain work due to health and or other situations going on in your life. And I do feel like the sooner you start to try to... get a secure income, the better it will be for you. Now, Nathaniel, one thing I am going to say to you, and this is really important, and I know it's a big statement that I'm about to make. And I said this several times, and I'm not going to go too deep into this, but you might have... sometimes when people relocate to another area of the country, they do much, much better, especially financially and or physically and emotionally. We just energetically match with different places differently. There are a lot of people that are leaving your area for really good reasons that, you know, I've discussed it before on my show. I'm not going to bring it up again. But there are a lot of really good reasons to leave your area. Finances is just one of them. And I'm going to tell you, if you can go to possibly another area, your financial situation will improve tenfold. And that always helps our health and our emotional situation. And if you cannot get some sort of financial help, like Social Security where you are, it's definitely time for you to go someplace else where you will be able to get that help, because different Social Security offices are, I don't want to say easier, but for you, it might be beneficial for you to be in another area of the country as far as getting the help that you need in everything. Okay, Nathaniel? I know that's a lot more than...
I have a work comp related issue, and they said it might not be that good to work right now. I don't know, it's just periodically. So I'm really not doing that many Uber deliveries right now, but, you know, I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, well, if they're advising you not to do it, I would listen to them. And maybe that's why I'm hearing like a month down the line and not doing, yeah. So what I'm going to say again, Nathaniel, is I do hear there are some kind of benefits coming in for you, and I'm hearing Social Security. So even if you, even if the work comp goes through, I do feel like you're still going
to. It might be disability, Social Security disability or something. I don't know. So I don't have that much in disability, Social Security right now, because there's been large parts of my life where I've just, like, studied and had money. And, you know, I've studied a lot of, you know, books and stuff.
Yeah. And possibly it is. And possibly it has something to do with this workers' comp. I do feel like you should definitely look into that so that you have some income. Okay, Nathaniel?
Hey, see you super. Thanks a lot, Tony. All the best.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And please keep me posted on how everything goes. And, yeah, thank you again for calling in. It's always wonderful to catch up with you. I'm going to go directly to 516. 516, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Kavita from New York. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm actually planning a trip to Nova Scotia in July, and I was wondering if you could pick up anything interesting about the trip.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say where you're planning the trip to again?
Yes, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, okay. Thank you so much for repeating that. The connection isn't as clear as I'd like it to be, but that's okay. The first thing I hear is good. Like, it's going to be good. You're going to have a lot of fun. I feel like you are going to really enjoy this trip. I feel like you need to take advantage of all the opportunities that come up while you're there. I do feel like you are really, I'm just hearing it's going to be a really good trip. It's going to be, and they keep using the word fun. Now, let me say this for everybody listening. It's a choice. Like, you can get someplace and have, you know, people can offer for you to come join them and have a good time, responsibly, of course. You can turn them down. In that case, it's not going to be the same trip. I do feel like you're going to be partaking in a lot of experiences while you're there. That's the best way I can put it. I do feel like it's going to be a really good trip. I do feel like you are going to enjoy it. So please, no matter even if the weather doesn't hold out the way you want it to, get out there, see what you can see, have backup things, and just really have a lot of fun with it. Okay, love?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Excellent. Until next time, have a lovely vacation.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You are so welcome. You too, love. I'm going to go to 551. 551, how are you today?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Hi. I was calling about my relationship. I just wanted to see if you saw, well, actually we broke up. Do you see us getting back together?
Okay, wait. Stop. Can you please pick up your phone and put it to your face because the connection is not that good. So
okay, I'm sorry. It's my ear pod. Hold on.
Yes.
Hello.
No problem. I want to make sure I understand and hear you clearly. Okay, go ahead.
I was saying I just got out of a relationship, and I was just seeing if you saw us getting back together.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, so there's the are we getting back together and should we get back together question. I'm not the boss of you. I do feel like there was some really shanky stuff going on in this situation. I'm not judging whoever was doing the shanky stuff. I'm not going to judge why people do shanky stuff. Shanky stuff just happens. I'm just going to say that if you do get back together with this person, it will be very short term. It'll be... oh, my God, I can't even believe I'm going to say this on air. It'll be like that, like, you know, when you break up with someone and then you hook up and then you break up and then you hook up again, break up. I feel like you might go through that. Save yourself the trouble. Save yourself from that. Just move on.
Right.
I feel like. Okay. I feel like in theory, whatever happened in this relationship, all of it isn't known to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I do feel like whatever happened, though, is a pretty big or it's kind of like a deal breaker. And I feel like it might be in both of your best interests to move on and just start fresh. Sometimes we just have to start over. And I do feel like even if this person comes back or wants to come back, I feel like it's time for a fresh start. Like, just rip the freaking Band-Aid out and get on with life.
Well,
because,
this person tried to come back. I told them to go for a hike. And
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think you should put that because I think in relations, here's what I'm going to say, and it takes us a while to get to this point because we're, as women, and I know a lot of men that are like this too. It's not only women, it just happens more with women because women are biologically the nurturers, the caregivers, the ones who need to fix all the situations. And that starts because we fix all the situations in the home, and we see that growing up. We see our mom fixing all the home situations and making everything work. So as we get older, and a lot of us grew up in single-parent homes where it was only our mom, and so we see us doing everything and trying to be that person. And when it comes to some situations, we just can't. We have to learn that if you're, of all the things, our partner can bring to the table of all the things that they can bring to the table or do bring to the table, loyalty and character have to be at the top of that mother friggin' list because loyalty will keep them strong with the relationship and you and anything else that comes into the relationship. Integrity and character will keep them pushing in the right direction and working on things correctly. Now, I'm not saying a man who – we all have loyalty to something. Like, I see a lot of men out there having loyalty to their work, their car, and their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much – for a lot of men, it ends right there. I don't see them having that spirit and loyalty to the woman.
Yes.
Able to have loyalty and character and integrity in a relationship. Now, this is because maybe how they saw their daddies behave. I don't know. I'm not judging. I'm just, maybe they think as a man, they're supposed to be checking their dipstick. It's supposed to be checking every woman's oil because they think like they're a quickie oil change. I don't know. I'm just saying I see a lot of men with the work I do, with the friends I have, they are just double dipping, triple dipping that dipstick. And it's not even a magic stick with these men. Like, they do not have the magic stick. And they just be sticking it in everything.
Right.
Talk about the 30D, first of all. Like,
yeah,
I'm just
right.
saying, everybody's oil is clean. And I'm not even blaming the women. I'm just saying. Condoms are a thing, and people use them, first of all. Okay, I don't know how I went there, but I'm just going to say some men, not all men, I'm not going at all men because I know some really good, loyal,
I get it. I definitely understand.
Men. Yeah. But if you don't have, get one. If you have a man that is more loyal to his money than he is to you, let that man go and find a man that is very loyal to you. Because if you get a man that has good character, good integrity, and loyalty to you, you can build anything together. You can build absolutely any empire, castle, business together. But if he is not loyal to you,
he
will be loyal to building that business, that dynasty, and then he will leave you with it. Or half of it. So find a man that has integrity and character for you. Yes, go ahead, love.
Do you think he knows he messed up? Like, is he like, does he have any type of like sorrow or anything?
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to tell women, for anybody who's going through a breakup or has broken up with someone, whether it's a man or a woman, even if you broke up on the best of terms, no matter whose fault it was, yes, they know they messed up. They know they lost a good thing. They know they lost a solid thing. They may never admit it to you, and they may never admit it to anybody else. But really, it's our ego that needs to know that, right? It's our ego that needs to know. Oh, they know they lost me, and I was the best thing.
Yeah,
you might be the best thing. I'm gonna tell and women and men, listen to me, because you are hardworking and beautiful and have good character and integrity. That doesn't mean you're a match for somebody who wants to be scandalous. Their match is somebody who wants to be scandalous. And what they're doing is they have you and they see you as the prize. They see you as, oh, my God, she is all of that. But their energy is gravitating towards somebody who's more scandalous. I'm that sneaky, let's do this, whatever, or whatever it is, whatever they're doing. That's where their energy is going. So they're going to match up with that. Now, we can be amazing. We can help them accomplish a dream or two. We can help them get here, there, and there. But you know what they want? They want the person they feel above. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They want the person that they feel like more of a, ooh, me the man person with.
Mm-hmm.
They want the person they feel a little bit above, because you, even though you helped them build, you were perfect, you were beautiful, you did all the tricks and back springs off your headboard, they still feel out of entitlement, ego, or energetically, or just insecurity that they have to go do this other thing or do whatever else they're going to do. At that point, it doesn't even matter if they know they lost a good thing. What matters is we move on and we build our lives so powerfully and with a good energetic match to us, somebody we don't make excuses for, somebody we don't feel sorry for, somebody we're no longer buying fixer-uppers. No, we are no longer getting fixer-uppers. We are getting brand new builds.
Right.
You have it to, you're already there, and I'm just stepping. I'm here. I'm already there. You're already there. Now we're going to create together. We're no longer buying. Oh, but he had such a whatever childhood. Didn't we all? People say, oh, he had such a bad childhood. It was so dysfunctional. Who didn't? I want to talk to the perfect person who had the perfect childhood. That's the story we want to read because that's the fairy tale. That's the one that doesn't exist. We all grew up with trifling, like, dysfunction and this and that and the other thing. All of us, none of us grew up with perfectly healthy parents that taught us perfectly healthy things any place in this world.
Yeah.
Maybe they were more sophisticated about their dysfunction, but still dysfunction, just saying. So we're no longer getting into and staying into situations with people who we feel sorry for, we want to fix, or they're tugging on that heartstring thing. We are now getting into situations with people who are already done. Like they've done the work. They've done the progress. They're where they need to be at this point. Now, yes, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But we can find a much better, a much more perfect match for us. Someone who has loyalty, who understands integrity, and they have it for you and the relationship. And this goes both ways. I know a lot of trifling women, too. I know a lot of women out there that are scandalous and sleeping with other people's partners and husbands. Just as many women do it as men. But we want the person who is not doing it. If we are single and we want that long-term next step relationship, we're no longer connecting with people who are in that place. And we don't care about the people from the past who have done that. We're ready to move on from all of that, disconnect all of that, and move into what we want. Does that make sense to you, love?
Yes, it does.
Good, good, good. I'm going to do the first clearing of show, and the first clearing going to let's clear anything stopping or blocking us from a healthy, loving relationship, and anything stopping or blocking us from unconditional self-love. There we go. Okay, moving forward, if this guy comes back again, please stand your ground. Please don't, like, I always say once we learn a lesson, as difficult as it may be to say, okay, I've learned this, I need to move on, because it's comfortable, it's like those old slippers that are so comfortable, but they're all torn up and tattered. We want to put it on again. Just try to move forward. Put yourself out there organically. Don't go on dating sites. Don't go on dating sites. Don't go on.
I stay away from those things. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't like those at all.
Yeah, I'm hearing you have the potential to meet somebody at some sort of festival. This can be a music festival. It can be a jazz festival. I do feel like you are going to meet somebody at some sort of festival. So please stay strong and meet somebody at more organically and at a festival. And also take your time with the next person and do those tests. Do those little tests that we need to do when we are getting into a relationship. And again, I often say instead of thinking of it as I'm starting a relationship, because when we think of relationships, and this is so important for anybody, man, woman, whatever listening, when we think of relationships, we have a default pattern that we go to, whether it's the pattern that we saw with our parents or the pattern that we created with our first relationship. Don't look at it as a romantic relationship. Look at it as I'm starting a business with this person. Now, if you're starting a business, a literal business, there are certain things you're going to require of anybody who wants to go into business or be a business partner with you. If you treat the relationship like a business, you're going to delete all your default relationship patterns and habits that were leading you and keeping you in dysfunctional relationships, and you're going to create new healthy relationship patterns and habits that lead you into a situation or a relationship that is much healthier, stronger, and has character and loyalty on both sides. You're no longer going to go for that same type of person who has brought you to where you are now. You're no longer going to go for that same type of person that has done those same things in the past. You're now looking for a completely different person because you're not looking for someone you can take care of or, oh, this is going to be so romantic and this is going to be my king or my this or my that. You're going, okay, I'm looking for a solid person who's going to help me build my future. And that's it. I'm going to help them build their future. They're going to help me build my future. And together we will have a good future together. And you're going to know quickly if that person is looking to build a future or if they're looking to dip their stick in your oil. And yeah, that's that. Okay, I'm going to answer a few YouTube questions. The first YouTube question, and if I miss your question, I want to apologize. So many people have come on YouTube and asked questions, and I'm going to try to get to them. Hi, Christine, Sal, Heather. If I miss you, please forgive me. Steve, hey, Steve. Goodness gracious. Hi, Tony. Do you see a significant partner coming into my life soon? Okay, Anita. When is a significant person coming into Anita's life? So, Anita, I'm hearing June, and then I hear May, June. So it could be June of this year, but it might be a bit of time before the significant person comes into your life. I do feel like be patient because, you know, if it's the right person, we're willing to wait for them. And when I think of a significant person, that's a longer-term relationship. And so they come in this June, that's great. If it ends up being next May or June, that's okay too. Just keep working on yourself until that point. Next, Christine. Christine is asking, should we move? Not yet. If you're thinking of purchasing in about a year to a year and a half, all the housing prices are going to come down. Don't worry about interest rates. You can always refinance later. And there's going to be a lot more houses on the market in about a year to a year and a half. A lot more properties that are attainable, better properties, okay? Hey, Terry. Hi, Sal again. Hi, Jana. Okay. I just want to give a few updates. You guys, if you'd like to schedule a private appointment, my website is tonig.info, tonig.info. I never, ever reach out to anybody for anything. So if somebody reaches out to you via email or text or on social media, that is not me. I do not do that, so don't fall for that. The only way to schedule an appointment with me, private or group, is by reaching out to me. Go to my website, get my private, my business number, and give me a call, and we will schedule that appointment. All of my appointments are done over the phone or in person. I do not email anybody anything. I barely read my emails, and I do not apologize for that. I do not like to text a million texts back and forth. My eyes cannot roll hard enough at 20 texts coming into me. If I am scheduling an appointment with you, chances are, if you're a first-time client, we are making that appointment over the phone, voice to voice. I don't even like scheduling a first-time appointment via text. I will not do it via email. I say call me, and we will schedule that appointment or your appointment. I'm not doing something where you're not there and sending it to you. We are on the phone or we are in person, and I am doing that appointment. So please don't be scammed by the scammers out there. Please don't do it. Second, I am finally at a number on TikTok that I can do lives on TikTok. So I'm going to start doing lives on TikTok. However, if you go to my TikTok page, there are clearings or healings there for trauma, trauma, abuse, stress and negativity, and abundance. And I'm going to be putting more up. So please go to TikTok. I think it's at Psychic Tony on TikTok. And you can just, they're 1 minute videos with the healing. So go through and use them. Get as much healing as you can from them. I'm going to try to put a couple more on today and then go from there. I want to thank everybody for joining me today, for calling in, watching, listening in, everybody who's watching it on TV. Thank you so much for joining me and spending your time here with me. I want you to know I just adore each and every one of you. And remember, no matter what's going on in this world, you are loved. You are loved more than you know. Sometimes there are things going on with our friends and family, and they're just trying to survive also, and they can't tell you, or they're not thinking to tell you how much you are loved. But you need to know, and you need to understand in your heart, you are loved. And you are adored, and you do matter. Your presence here in this world at this time matters more than you can even imagine. Please, the way we shift the world right now is by staying strong, staying in our light, and staying connected to each other, working with each other, and remembering we are love, we are light. As hokey as that sounds, there's a more true statement. You are loved, you are wanted, and you are needed. Even if you don't feel it or see it on a daily basis, you are. Until Wednesday, and Wednesday I will be back at noon Central Time for a minimum of 30 minutes, and please join live if you can. Until Wednesday, have an absolutely amazing rest of the week. Thank you so much.